Chevra, we have the schus to give over the 5 minute var for Purim for the Hilge Yantav. Mamish Eitzel Kaisel Maravi. The same makom that we always give Shir Lel Yom Kippur. So Purim is Yom Kippurim. So we give Torah in this makom, Eitzel Kaisel Maravi. What a schus. We should be Zoyche that every Torah from this point on should be from right here. This is a Torah, I rarely do this. I shared this Torah this past week in Shalavim, and it's up on a longer shir. But I wanted to share with this with the chevra that's right here, right now. I saw it originally in the Shulah Pinchas. I don't remember who he brings it down from or if it was his own. But he says as follows. If you open up Megillas Esther and you look in the Megillah, the very first letter in the Megillah is a Vav. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. The final letter of the Megillah is a Vav. Zar-O. And he says the middle letter of the Megillah, I don't remember what the word is and where it is, but the middle letter of the Megillah is also a Vav. The Megillah is completely surrounded by Vavs. The first letter, the middle letter, and the final letter of the Megillah, all Vavs. What's this teaching us? What's this telling us? So each and every one of us knows that the depth of Purim and the Yisoid of Purim and the theme of Purim is to know that every little thing in our life is Rabbi Nishalom, is the Eibishter. That which is Begiloi, that which is revealed, and even more so, as we learn in Purim, that which is Nister, that was hidden. But how do you get to that level where you can see Hashem always? How you can live with Hashem always? So listen to what the Megillah is teaching us, B'derech Nister, with the first, middle, and last letter being a Vav. A Vav, by itself, is just a Vav. But if you, and it's Gematria 6. But if you do Vav B'miloi, you spell out the letter Vav, meaning as B'miloi, the entire letter as you sound it out. Like an Aleph would be Aleph Lamed Pei. A Beis would be Beis Yud Tav. So Vav, there are three ways to spell out a Vav. You could spell out a Vav, Vav, Vav. You could spell out a Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. And you could spell out a Vav, Vav, Yud, Vav. Those are three different ways to say Vav B'miloi. Chever understands? So if you spell out a Vav, 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 it's Gematria 12. 12 is the Shiftei Kaz, B'nei Yisrael, which is the makeup of Klal Yisrael. That's Yisrael. 12 is Yisrael. If you spell out a Vav, Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria 13. 13 is Gematria Echad, it's Hashem Echad, is the Eibishter. If you spell out a Vav, Vav Yud Vav is 22, which are the letters, the Chaf Beis Oisios, that make up the Torah. So it's a Torah. Again, Vav Vav is 12 is B'nai Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Echad, is Hashem. Vav Yud Vav is 22 are the Oisios of the Torah. The Vav at the beginning, the Vav at the middle, the Vav at the end, which is all of the Megillah, is to teach us as the Zohar teaches us. Yisrael Kutchabricha Vereisa Chadhi. Yisrael Kutchabricha Vereisa Chadhi. B'nai Yisrael and Hashem are one when we're with Torah. Yisrael Kutchabricha Vereisa Chadhi. When we connect the Torah, we're with Hashem. These are the three Vavs. To teach us that you want to see Hashem always in your life, you want to live with Hashem always, the way that we learn on Purim, to see Hashem even benister, it has to be through learning Torah, through steiging in Torah, through living Torah. And then you have a life of Torah, Eitz Chaim. If you take the three Vavs by themselves, believe me, Loi, Vav plus Vav plus Vav is 18, is Chai, is to live a life of Torah, to live a life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mir Hashem, we should all be Zoicha. We're going to enter into Purim. We're mamish so excited. And Mir Hashem, next week, the Heilige Yontav. But we can't just enter into a Purim and exit a Purim the same person. We have to build the Yisoidas of this Kirvas Elokim, this closeness to Hashem. And the way to walk away, as we know in the Gemara, Shabbos Peches Amid Aleph, Peches Amid Aleph, is what? Hadar Kablu B'mei HaShverosh Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. They re-accepted the Torah at the end of Purim. Why? Because of the whole Yisod of Purim is to say, I want to see Hashem in everything that we do. So what's going to be the lasting, lingering effect? Only if I re-accept Torah. Kimu mashikiblu kvar. Ba'ava, with love, that I'm connected to Torah. And if I'm connected to Torah, I'm connected to the Rabbanu Shalom, Yisrael Chutzibruchi V'rayi Sechadi. And those are the three Vavs. The first Vav, the middle Vav, and the last Vav. Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we should all be Zoicha, to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of our life. And understand the way to get there is being one with the Heilige, Heilige Torah. Ay, Misha, 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 Misha,
Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Misha, Mis